Welcome, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Grab the Trace.
Isn't it just us?
I know. I'm joined here by my amazing co-host.
Hi, everybody. Lachlan. It's me, Lachlan.
How are you going?
You know what? I'm doing really well. And as I speak to camera one, I'm doing really well. And you might be thinking, speaking to camera one, that's a very odd thing to say. Hi, camera two. How are you?
Beautiful.
Can I just make a note here as well?
Yeah.
Because we're kind of like maybe a week in advance of where we are now. The amount of people that are watching us on YouTube now instead of on the streaming platforms for podcasts for just the audio.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Look at us.
Like, there has been a quantifiable uptick in the amount of people listening and watching the podcast now. People are loving the video content.
I feel like
content.
As millennials, we're just...
Well, one of it, are you a millennial? Oh, you are, aren't you? Yeah, you're like just
a
millennial.
Do you think me a baby boomer or something?
No, like you're probably like the one above, I guess. How dare you? Aren't you like, is a millennial, it doesn't align with the decades, does it?
I think so. I think it's like the whole 90s into like even the 80s.
Yeah, but I've got a pretty firm foot in the 90s.
So do I.
I'm going to use the second camera and just zoom in on your face because it's like so perfectly like aligned.
I'm like, where is this Lachlan, guy going?
You're going to die later. Well, oh Michaela, how are you going this week?
Shit.
I'm going shit.
Rubbish.
I'm actually really feeling my age right now.
Rubbish. I feel like I've just aged a decade.
No, you
just
haven't.
Put me in the baby boomer. I skipped a whole gen.
Okay, boomer. How are you doing this week though?
No, really good.
You're looking fab. I mean, we were just talking about it off camera. I don't know how good the quality of the iPhone cameras are, but the eyelashes are ridiculous today.
Oh, stop.
Like, is this an overshare? Like, people, when I was young, always asked me if I used to wear mascara because I have, like, pretty
Goo-goo
long.
Eyes.
I have pretty
you
long
do.
Lashes
you
for
do.
A boy or a guy, a man. I guess it's weird to call me a boy now. But, like... It's nice
especially
to have someone
since
who,
you're a millennial.
It's nice to have someone who reflects that energy. Like Caitlin, my wife's also got long lashes.
She does.
It's the people that I
lashes.
Like to surround myself with. If
long
you've got,
lash ladies.
You know what? It's. I think those of you out there that aren't blessed with long lashes, I understand why extensions
are a thing.
Are a thing now.
Oh, stop. You know, I'm blinking now like this. Like I feel like I'm part of like a Disney film.
Oh, I might have to take my glasses off so that everyone can see these puppy dogs. I mean, also, I don't need to wear the glasses. It's for distance. It's totally an image thing anyway.
Stop.
Well, I'm doing well as well.
Oh,
I mean, who cares?
We're thriving.
Are we ready to just play some music and bop our heads along while
yes,
we do it? All right.
Let's do it.
You ready? 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Grab the Trace, a home design podcast here to help you deliver your next project to its full potential. If you're looking for some tips and secrets whilst building a new home, renovating, or even just picking some window furnishings, stick around, pull up your plans, and let's grab the trace.
Oh.
Wah, 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 wah. I love the like little like wah, 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 wah,
it's so good.
Fade out.
All right. I keep staring at this.
We're back. We're back with the second part of our floor plans for the two-story house
yes.
design. We're ready to dive back into the upstairs this time. We've got our cheat sheet. Like I'll pull this up so you can all see. You can see our little cheat sheet we did last time. There was a lot of discussion on this upstairs one. We ran
there
out
really
of
was.
Ink in a pen doing it.
We did.
Where we potentially nearly flipped the entire floor plate,
we're
but
like,
then
it's
realized
fine, we'll just remove the entire
and we realized
downstairs
how
design.
Much effort that would be to like flip it because it's not symmetrical. But we've landed where we are.
We have.
So
I'm
similar,
happy.
I think similar to last time, which worked quite well. And I think I just tapped the desk with my watch, so I'm gonna keep on this. We are now gonna probably just do the same thing we did last time. If you want to start just diving into it,
are you happy for me to you keep?
Yep. I'll start using my words. I will use my vocab, but pretty much the goal, I guess, of doing this upstairs kind of area was the bedrooms are pretty big, but they don't feel luxe. If that makes sense to everybody at home. So what we wanted to do is we were like, oh well, maybe. We just push a little bit here, pull a little bit there. Then we start integrating some of our elements from downstairs, like our fireplace chimney, our beautiful kind of half moon stair that we're going to have scooping us up into this upstairs area with our glazing. And then we kind of thought, there's a lot of, I guess, circulation space around this kind of center hub of the sitting area and where it used to be the study nook. So we're like, well, let's just give that back to places where we're going to get a little bit of something back for us out of it. So the key thing that I think we even mentioned this when we were doing the single story home is we've got the space for, this is a 5-bedroom house, I think. So if you're going to be doing a study nook, I don't think it's actually going to be that useful. So we're opting for more of the kind of strategy of using the study nook as take that out of there and just throw yourself into one of the spare bedrooms. Set it up like a proper study that's got a bathroom, or who knows, you might even do it with that one downstairs that's got a bathroom next to it as well. So that way it's not ensuite. It doesn't feel like you're having to kind of walk through the bedroom to get there. But have it set up like that. So that way if you are working from home, or say you're like us and you've got, maybe you've got a design business or something, people, as soon as they walk into your house, they don't have to go through all the other public private areas. Your first stop on the left, you've got a bathroom there, so they don't have to go kind of wandering through the house if they need to. It's just a bit of a better setup, and you can get more meaningful space instead of, like, imagine if you had like 4 kids trying to use this study nook at once. It's not going to work. Where if you've got a bedroom where you can kind of line the walls with desks like this, like the studio, which we will be doing a tour for, I guess, eventually. I think it's just a bit of a better outcome. So what this has led us to do is we were looking at the master bedroom and we were thinking, it's a master bedroom, but it doesn't necessarily feel like a master suite yet. And the reason that we were kind of looking at that and thinking that way is having to walk through your walk-in robe. I mean, it's, what are they called? Do they call it a walk-in robe as well?
Yeah.
Technically, what you're looking at here is a walk-through robe. It's the slightly less desirable cousin of a walk-in robe, where portions of the robe itself actually are thoroughfare space. So you're kind of being able to use it for two uses, which is an efficient use of space, but not as grand. Where what we're kind of opting or hoping to do here is we're kind of creating a dedicated walkway space that is separated or separate to the walk-in robe, and then this like little bit of extra storage or kind of cupboardry that we've got going on. I like that word, actually, cupboardry.
Oh, we're making up new words.
What did I just try and say before? Cupboarded doors.
Cupboarded doors.
And I think where I got...
Coveted doors.
That's where I think in my head I was like thinking of like, oh my goodness, I love those doors. I covet them. So I guess moving into the master ensuite, this was a big one for you in terms of... We've got a toilet that's pretty much the first thing that you're going to see when you walk into this master ensuite. There's a clear sight line.
And no natural light and ventilation, which you know for me is an absolute no-no. I love
a toilet.
Yeah.
A loo with a view. You love a loo with a view. Sorry, I just ran out of steam then. But yeah, pretty much door for acoustics, especially because the ensuite design is open. So that way you can just get that little bit of grace, that little bit of separation when someone flushes the toilet in the middle of the night. You're not necessarily going to bolt upright thinking that someone's like coming to your house. So we need that separation. Mm-hmm. Very hotel, like 5-star luxe. Do you know that hotels go above 5 stars as well? Have we talked about this?
No, I have. I did not know that.
I think there's like a hotel in Dubai that's like 7 stars.
Oh, but okay, I think fancy pants.
Here's the thing, and this could be completely wrong.
It's wrong.
But I think to get stars as hotels, it's like a checklist. Like if you've got a gym and a sauna, you get like 0.5 star.
Surely
it's
got to be like facility based, like what you're offering. Surely.
But then you think about it, like facility based, like the rooms could be awful.
Well,
but like maybe there's like, oh, you could have a 5-star. That, what I'm trying to say is not all 5-star hotels are created equal. And so what we want to do is we want to bring a bit of that super luxe 5-star here. And what we're talking about is just really thoughtful layouts that are practical and functional. And then also just have a little bit of that wow factor. Like we're looking here, we're kind of just rejigging where the bath is. Once again, in the existing plan, a lot of that space in the ensuite is kind of doing two roles in terms of thoroughfare and then also kind of like space around a bath or space in front of a toilet or where you'd be standing for your vanity. Very efficient, but we think we can get maybe a little bit more feature packed in here. So can I just ask you a question? What you're drawing right now, so we've got a a wall portion of this shower, correct? Mm-hmm. Like a wall rail, a shower rail.
Yes.
Or what do you call a shower arm, I guess? And then we've got a ceiling dropper in addition to that. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're doing
two. You got a little bit nervous with how I was like walking off from there. What? It's been a month and a bit since you've been at work, so I'm not used to talking this way anymore.
It's been 5 whole weeks.
It's ridiculous. It's actually too much.
It'd be 6 weeks since I've been at.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Everybody, the time is flying. Oh my goodness. Oh, hello, everybody on the two cameras. It's a little bit upsetting, actually, everybody, because the original camera that we record on is an iPhone 10, and now we're on the iPhone 13.
You're welcome.
The front-facing camera on the iPhone 13 is nearly making me want to go and re-record the previous episodes.
It's not that
dramatic, but it is a little bit dramatic. You can be a judge for yourself. So where are we at now? How do you think, is that all the changes we're doing to the master bedroom?
Yeah, I've
walk me through.
Yeah, okay. I have.
Oh, we've got a little seat moment, obviously.
Obviously.
Little dressing stool
kind of
thing.
Skylight above.
Oh, obviously you would do that.
You know. No. So we've got this concept of now the master bedroom feels like a proper suite. So what I wanted to introduce was...
Here, I'll bring it with you.
Oh,
you go.
Thank you. What I wanted to do... Oh, I just can't see
there we
the
go.
Plan. What I wanted to do is introduce as much natural light and then this private entry. I feel like let's begin at where you walk in. And they did achieve it. They kind of had this like almost hallway up into the master bedroom,
yep.
And then you walked through your walk-in wardrobe. So again, a little bit of a pet peeve, but I like to have a sense of entry upon master. I love separation.
We love separation.
Bedrooms, walk-in wardrobes, en-suites, and then within en-suites, toilets as well. So I like each key area to be kind of segregated and to feel like its own private space. Mm-hmm. I think the issue with walking through your wardrobe, there's no door on it originally. So I wanted to make the walk-in wardrobe feel very, very separate.
Yep.
With its own door, its own acoustic separation, but its own privacy in the sense of if your husband or wife is sleeping in the bed and someone gets up early, I always talk about it. I think we've talked about it almost every episode. But if they're, you know, getting out of bed, wanting to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night or getting up early, wanting to get dressed, they need to feel comfortable to like flick on a light and not disturb the other person.
Correct.
So the original layout definitely did not lend itself to that whatsoever. And honestly, just the size of the bedroom, it is a master. I know what I've drawn looks oversized, but
it's ridiculous.
Come
but
on, it's a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom house. Like, this is boss. So
that and also
a boss suite.
Like, if you made the walk-in robe any bigger than it is now, like, it's just more cost.
I'm thinking like super king bed, 4-poster. Yeah. You've got a lounge area.
I think the way that they've got it furnished is actually pretty nice. It's just I need a little bit more space either side. Like, you could imagine, say you've got it is carpeted or whatever, and you do the really nice move of putting a rug under your bed as well.
You know what I want to do?
What do you want to do? You want to do timb? What's this? You want to flip the bed?
I want to flip the bed. Oh. Keep that wall because that's your privacy. That's your light switch. I want to flip the bed. So then when you're entering, all this can be natural light. I don't know why there is no natural light here, but like we could have huge windows.
Yeah.
2 massive windows, symmetrical. You could have a whole wall of shears. This could be like at the foot of the bed. You could even fit like, it's big enough. It's honestly huge. You could fit like 2 beautiful chairs at the end. You could actually have like a fireplace if you wanted to.
Stop it.
And it's external. It's fine with downstairs. It's in the family
room. Yeah, we can
tie it in. So you could have 2 fireplaces.
Stop.
Either side for downstairs. We can edit the downstairs one, don't you?
No, we're not going to do that. But you could. I mean, you're right. Sorry, you could do that.
Yeah. So we've got fireplace in front of the master bed. And then you've got this like almost like dresser area. So this I would have like a beautiful furniture piece, dresser,
a bit of freestanding
drawers.
Dresser moment.
Yep. Again, you can have TV above the fireplace, these sheer moments that wrap around. Like, to me, that feels really opulent.
Yep.
And then you've got this separate corridor, no door on door, which is great. Walk into this huge suite, lots of natural light. You've got heaps of hanging space. I'd try and get all of my tall hanging behind this door. And then the U section, that would be a lot of my lower. So I'd still do all my talls on the like U returns, and then the straight I'd have all lower bench, lots of drawers, big windows, yep. and then have massive open space in the center with like this little ottoman.
It's just so nice. We've done this style of layout. Actually, you know what? We've done a very similar style of layout in an apartment building that
we did.
As I've been told this week, I was talking to the builder, the slab for the ground floor has gone down now. So we're fully out of the ground now. So
I can't wait. I need to see progress photos.
I
got invited to go see like site visits.
Oh, and, well, bloody hell. Well, we can go and do site visits together. That's a little bit fun.
So I'm excited. But yeah, so walk-in wardrobe I think is working really nicely. What we've done is just utilize that storage. I would like to note what I've drawn up and sketched over is full depth.
Yep.
It's usable depth. At the moment, this walk-in wardrobe
had a shallow.
Very shallow. That wasn't enough as proper depth storage.
And don't get upset.
I will get upset. But I know
because we're in Project Homeland, how that is actually documented, it'll be a 450 hat shelf with a rail about maybe 290 off the wall. And that's it.
That's not acceptable. That it means that all of these clothes, your hangers,
are going to protrude.
That size doesn't change. Your clothes don't change in average size. So if you could imagine walking down this corridor and you've got row and row of wardrobe, you've got this coat hanger that sticks out. Then you've got, say you've got huge snow jackets or motorbike jackets or who knows what, but like all that snow gear coming out into that hallway.
You're losing 300 mil worth of your hallway.
And then all of these messy clothes, like, oh.
It's not, it's not for us.
Mm-mm-mm. So I always say, and even you can just pick the scale and know that it looks shallower. If you look at the master wardrobe existing and then you look at the other bedrooms with the wardrobes, like sliding doors, look how much deeper that looks overall compared. And honestly.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. I think we mentioned it when we did our room overview is 600 from the face of your wardrobe doors, whether they're hinged or sliding to the wall that they're kind of back against or that you reach in. 600 is where we want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
Oh, we're just changing a little window here.
We're just making it symmetrical.
Making it beautiful. No, I love that.
All right. So that's our walk-in wardrobe. I'm really happy with that.
That's a third of the floor plan done. How easy is that?
Oh, I love that. Again, I keep thinking selfishly like, okay, if this was my clothes. So obviously the U is mine and then my husband could have behind the door.
Okay, fine. Fair.
But what we're doing here is we're creating this really long open corridor or thoroughfare space that's uninterrupted. So in my mind, the U would be open, no cupboard doors, really easy walk-in wardrobe to use. You can kind of like come and go, grab things, put it on the ottoman, put it on the dresser. But then behind you, that stretch as you walk like through to your ensuite, that stretch of wardrobe, I'd put doors on that. So it looks like this almost like panel work of cabinetry kind of coming down. But what we're doing is creating this clear thoroughfare.
Everybody, I come to you with my hat in my hand. That may have been a very visible cut. I don't actually have a hat here. This is very upsetting. I've buggered it. Like plain and simple, I've buggered it.
I love this. This is a challenge. So
for everybody at home, we've just realized in a moment of panicking, you can probably see it in the bottom or the top right of my eyes, just like looking at the difference between our printed out floor plan and the digital one, realizing there's an extra bedroom in this.
So what we've accidentally done is draft up over or mark up over the top of the 5-bedroom house. However, the 5th bedroom is not downstairs. It's upstairs in this floor plan, which I'm kind of loving.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. So I reckon on the fly, this is even better. We're going to adapt our little sketches.
We're going to adapt and overcome.
And on the fly, we're going to kind of draft up.
We're going to figure it out.
And fix this one. Why not?
Let's do
it. So now, technically, this is a 6-bedroom house.
Well, let's make some clear determinations of what is not on this plan compared to the previous one. So this little section of roof out here that I'm drawing in blue, this doesn't exist in our plan to match with downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing that we've got to do is we've just got to bring this guy out here, run him across there.
Well, it's our new roof.
And there. That's what I'm saying. So in terms of getting it to a point where it matched what we had last time, this is now where the battleground is. The outline of the whole building, the garage and everything's in the same spot. So now let's just map in our other big feature item here, our stair, which I think you might have just... There we go. Look at that circle. Oh, my goodness.
I just want to...
Just want to get that real arc moment. And we're just going to have it kind of spiral us up into a beautiful moment at the top of our kind of...
I reckon that would kind... Well, do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
Oh, we are coming up this way, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, yep. So you walk in the door and you're kind of scooping clockwise.
Cool.
I had to like try and figure out if your clockwise is different to my clockwise because you're like upside down to me. And then I realized it's like the same thing. It's not like you're in a theater production and you're like, no, 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 not your left, stage left.
Stage right. Oh,
this
good
is
times.
A bit beautiful.
All right. So to adapt, what I'm going to do is actually.
We're going
to
remove some detail here, everybody.
Remove what I've done here. Except I kind of like the pop in. So apologies, but.
Yeah, I think it's important. Staying.
And then I want to match it.
Yep, we want to bookend it.
Except I just realized.
What's up? You can do what, am your I razor?
No, I'm just thinking, am I allowed to move that riser? Because it's not relevant to our downstairs floor plan.
Yes, yes, 100% you can. You can just use the eraser if you want instead of whiting it out.
Oh, well.
That's all right. We're past.
We are.
You drew an arrow. That's pretty neat. Okay, everybody.
Okay, this is kind of our floor plan.
Yes.
Okay. Are we maintaining... Is this a six-bedroom house?
Now a six-bedroom house. Okay, let's roll with it. We can push the agenda that no one really needs six bedrooms, so one of these will be the study.
Great. And I know which one.
Okay. Well, which one do you think is the study? We'll start there.
Fantastic. I want bed four to be the study.
Lock it in. Done deal.
Amazing.
Okay. So what does it need to have to be a study to you?
It needs to be smaller.
Okay, I love that. Well, can I offer you something as well? Like, potentially if we're going to extend the line, let's just pull the door up even higher. This linen cupboard moment? Everybody, I'm so sorry. I'm not very good on the iPad.
No, you know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I'm fine with keeping... Let's just move the entry because I've got this solid wall here.
Yep.
I'm loving the linen. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely cool. It's a vibe.
Here we go.
Mm.
Because you know what I want to do? Can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it?
What are you feeling? Use your words. Talk to us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What I want to do is create a bathroom and an ensuite.
Oh, the patented two-in-one.
So, for, say, bed, what are they calling it? Bed three?
Yep.
Bed three, I want that to be ensuited.
We want it to be ensuited. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you were to make it ensuited.
Nah, you know what?
What?
Let's get bed five because it's got the best view.
Okay. And it also makes it a little bit easier to do
it
as well.
Does.
Yep. All right. So I'll just throw out some high level numbers here. So you're all aware of our bathroom and our ensuite week where we talked about minimum sizes for everything. So with this bathroom or ensuite, I should say, sorry, we're looking at 1700 as your like internal width. The length we're probably looking at, I don't know, what's that? Probably just a smidge over 3 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So with a length of 1700 by a length of 3 meters, mm-hmm. you should be able to, unless there's something ridiculous going on, you should be able to fit in a full walk-in shower, a 1200 wide basin and a toilet with ample room to kind of move and groove around there. And then because we've got the 1700 wide, we should have space for our door and tower rails to not be behind a door or anything like that. It's just, mm-hmm. it is an ideal. And the way Mikhail has drawn it is exactly the way that I would probably lay it out as well. I mean, not probably, that's the way I would lay it out as well. Because you just have that perfect spot of pretty much directly in front of the toilet between the door being open and the shower is that that's your wall for your tower rails. Happy days.
Amazing. I do like a separate toilet.
Mm-hmm.
To like a main bathroom. I think in a family household, I love the idea of like vanity and toilet being separate. They can be used independently. And then obviously the bathroom.
Yep.
I do like that. I just think the existing layout with like the shower and the bath separate with like a corridor in the middle is just really inefficient.
Is it open as well? Or is it, do you think that's a cavity slider?
Yeah, no, cavity slider.
Oof.
You wouldn't, no, it'd definitely be a cavity slider. How can I adapt it to the best of its abilities? Because I'm like, okay, if we keep kind of this general layout. Mm-hmm. So instantly, this is our natural light. So that kind of means everything to me. And what I want to do is definitely want to pull this like floor transition.
Sure.
To here. What I don't love is you're looking straight down the hallway into a toilet. It's kind of behind, like it's tucked behind. Even if all the doors were left open, you'll never see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in love.
Not in love with it.
That. Mm-hmm-hmm. But it is functional.
Well, could you essentially, I'm just going to go analog here for a second. Could you like flip this whole thing so that the entry to this toilet area is like down there off the hallway instead?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I drew that up and I'm like, oh, can I fit it? If like that's the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
And like vanity.
Oh, stop it. Yep, yep.
Just means that this gets pretty tight.
Yep.
And then we got our opening.
Well, could we do it as a wet room? Like, could we combine the kind of shower and the bath space instead of having two separate? Could you have it set up that the shower and the bath kind of share a bit of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's just this kink.
Mm.
Just a bit annoying.
Well, potentially. Oh, my goodness. Are you ready for this? I'm going to get rid of your kink. You ready? So, at the expense of making our enormous master bedroom a little bit smaller, we could shuffle this whole thing up to the point where that becomes squared off again. Yes or no?
No, because I want that privacy for the bed and the light switch wall. And then you've got door on door.
Yeah, no.
For the walk-in wardrobe.
See, you're right.
I know. I apologize. Could I'd we rather make sacrifice
one of
and
these
like-
beds a little bit smaller? Or like maybe you bring this door in through the side?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's- drawing I'd, there. Here you go.
No, no. I'd rather, instead of like the separate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, is it too bad to have door on door, like back to back? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, am I on?
There you go. You're on pen now. Oh, no, I don't think that's too bad. No, I think that's fine. Because, like, if you're in the living room, like, looking in, you're not looking at a bed necessarily from the first one. And then you've got that little, like, privacy wall that's blocking off some of those views in.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep, yep. 100%. No, we can make that work for sure. And then we can square it off and, like, say bedroom two becomes a little bit smaller.
Well, it just means, like, this wardrobe will have to, like,
come back. Yep, that's fine. We're saving costs. We're cutting out scope of wardrobe space. That's what we like to hear. I think for the benefits we're getting out of this and then having a true second master down the front of the house as well, I think that's a win. Oh, isn't that a bit nice, everybody? Yeah, this is it. Nicely done.
Yeah.
How's that for thinking on your feet, everybody?
And then like towel rails.
Bit of a done deal, isn't it?
Bit of a vibe.
Bit of a vibe. Well.
Okay. I'm enjoying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll just have to be a cavity slider.
Mm-hmm.
Not ideal. But I really don't see any other.
I mean, it's what we had at the start. So it's what's the word? We're just reusing what we've already got.
It's true. And then would you like it open? Because otherwise it doesn't really feel like a like.
Yeah, I think we have to have it open. Yeah. But it's the fact that the toilet is now fully behind walls. Like you were not able to see that toilet at all.
Yeah, true.
From any point of like the sitting area, you're not able to see it. We've got a boatload more linen storage than we had as well by kind of carving out what was the space of our toilet. And then we've got this kind of flexible bedroom/study room. Or who knows, you might even use it as like
a full designated office, it which is, I think is...
But, like, you could do it for anything. Like, that could be the kids' playroom, like the toys room or music room or anything.
Yeah. I like NPR in the sense of, like, you want a sewing room, you got a sewing room. You want an art studio, you got an art studio. You want to grab the Trace
podcast studio. You want to grab the Trace studio? Podcast studio.
You got it.
So right. So right. And so by that term, yes, we've gone from what would be a 6-bedroom house with our bedroom downstairs down to like 5 plus an extra living study area.
Plus study plus how many living rooms do we have? Like 4?
Having said that though, like an option could be if you're not in love with this study, if you're like, I've got enough room to use one of the other bedrooms, there's ways of even reworking this to give bedroom 3 its own ensuite. And much just subtract that study, put bedroom 3 has its own kind of ensuite as well, and you slide that family bathroom further down, giving you more privacy from the living area. It's just ideal. Like, this is a really, really strong floor plan. Like, I'm really, really enjoying this, even more so than the one that we were originally going to do, to be honest with you.
And we've got, like, all the linen storage in this, I'd call it, like, the communal hallway.
Yep.
And then we've still got, like, a 3 or 4 door storage in the...
Kind of like, the top of the stair.
Yeah, the landing area.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what? I've got one final tweak is with our, like... storage kind of thing here, like potentially
soften it.
I'm trying to figure out like how we connect it into the like the stair, like whether you kind of do something like that or how are you thinking it? Because you've got a full height wall at the end of your gable for your cabinetry. So what do you think? Or you want to do a little bit of a curve moment?
Like I'd prefer...
Yeah.
I'd prefer that because, like, this is, like, a sculptural piece that, like, sits off the wall. You want, like, clean all the way around it. Yeah. Like, again, I just put in a place marker. Well, so it's going to take up all this space.
On the upstairs, so is the cutout for the stair going to run like that?
Like, it'll be a void. Yep. It's,
love that.
It's
a double void. That.
Yeah.
That's sick. So then, yeah, your balustrade will kind of run like, I guess, there. Here.
Yeah.
And then I really enjoy that, Michaela. Yeah? That is really nice. Yeah.
You know, you come up here, this is balustrade, you've got this like double void section looking down, you've got a beautiful like
chandelier or something.
Pendant.
Oh my goodness. We might after we finish the apartment project, we might have to like spec this up as a house. Maybe that could be our first like house project.
Oh, that could be nice.
We could bring this into reality because we've already done the hard work.
Yeah, true.
And then we can go and do all our... Oh, by the way, everybody, the apartment project still is going. It's just it takes a lot of time to do the joiner and stuff.
It does.
Don't worry. We'll be back soon. Oh, my goodness. We're done.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Well, let's... Okay.
Do you want me to sign?
I mean, 100% if you want. But let's just... Now that we're at the end, let's do an overview like we did the previous time. And everybody at home... Did I stuff up by getting the wrong floor plan? Yes, but have we ended up in a situation that is better for us?
Absolutely.
Now, is somebody going to overlay the two and be like, the one that you've got upstairs is a meter longer than the one downstairs?
It's actually like, not.
Please don't copyright my material.
No, I think, honestly,
I think it's bang on the same. I mean, what? That says 15.2. We've got 15.1. All right, it's 5 centimeters longer. Come for me. It's fine.
I'm glad in the fact that I felt like I was adapting the original upper floor plan to get to this
something
anyway.
Like this.
Yeah. Because I was like, I hate like study nooks in living areas because like who's going to use it? Everyone's going to be watching TV, making noise and like you're not going to be studying.
I mean, we were just watching golf videos in your little media room.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, love a walk-in linen that the other one was providing. However, in terms of storage, this actually gives you so much more. Like so much more. And then in terms of like bedrooms, 5 bedrooms?
5 bedrooms plus a study.
Like.
Bit nice.
We've killed it. And we then have. Bathrooms. I'm sorry. It was 5 bedroom, 5 bathrooms. We do not need 5 bathrooms. No,
that's a lot of cost.
Cleaning.
Well,
cleaning,
like even when you get to the building side, like I think for a house probably of this scale, like you're probably looking at like 30 to 40 grand a bathroom.
Easy.
Like for the little ones, not the master ensuite. That's where we're spending a bomb. But obviously it's because we deserve nice things. But what you've essentially done is you can take, say, the 40 grand you're going to spend on one of those bathroom en-suites, get yourself the stair.
Yeah.
Funnel absolutely. It into that. Make it beautiful. Don't compromise on the real, real important parts of this design.
Even for me, I'd be like, oh, five bedrooms? Like, I'll just use the third bedroom as a study. And I'd get rid of the study, convert one of the bedrooms to a full proper office that's the same size as the bedroom. And then I would just give back.
It might be a walk-in linen or something. Yep. You can do anything with it.
I would give back to like the main bathroom and make it more generous and easier and maybe get an additional vanity. Room up there.
Yeah. And then you go to the half bath kind of status.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just run through the plan. So starting in the master where we began our journey.
Yes.
We've got this is now a master suite.
It's a proper functional master suite. People that are gonna, ticks all the boxes.
People are going to look at it and be like, it was a master suite before though. It was, but I feel like this is, as we were saying, this is that 7-star Dubai hotel worthy suite now. We're talking about beautiful glazing, beautiful features in terms of a fireplace now.
Beautiful.
It's unreal.
We have a fireplace. We have a very generous master suite size. Like we've gained, four square meters?
Yeah, I'd say something like that.
3 to 4 square meters in size. We've got a formal entry. We have a concealed kind of bed. I don't also like walking straight in and seeing a bed. Mm. I love like kind of going around a corner and like having a bit of privacy. I also love the idea of a formal like fireplace TV area. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, fireplaces aren't for everyone. TVs and bedrooms aren't for everyone, but I feel like you're going to hit at least 50% of people would like either or.
Yeah, yep, correct.
I love the sitting area in front of the bed. I think that's really opulent. I love that you've got still a dresser if you want additional storage, if you want just even a sense of like being able to
like add personality makeup station and style. Or something.
Yeah, it's a very functional space in a bedroom to use that. And then our walk-in wardrobe is now at the correct depth. We've got...
if there's one thing to take away is that the wardrobe before... It was an illusion. It is not doing the work that it needs to do.
No.
And now we're looking at a situation where we've got probably 3 or 4 meters more length in terms of hanging length. Heaven forbid any of that's double height hanging because two rails because then we're just doubling that again.
No.
There's so many clothes going in here.
And now instead of, I always find as well, no matter how much storage you can kind of get in a galley style, still feels like a glorified corridor to me.
Oh, let me just shuffle past, where you've got the ability to sneak in. You've got an ottoman to sit down and put your boots on in the morning.
Again, destination, not thoroughfare. We want every space. And I keep going on. I think I did this even in building blocks where like open plan living, where you've got kitchen, living, dining. I'm always going to opt for a more closed off floor plan. Personally, that's just my personal preference because I love the idea that every space is a destination. It's not thoroughfare.
Is it a little bit of that Studio McGee transitional kind of like everything's formal?
Yeah, like you have, I do like a more traditional formal floor plate, but I think that just it honestly, I think it was you were hardly born, like late 90s, noughties. It was like the whole fashion of like open plan and like rip all the walls open, open plan. Oh,
I've seen so many HGTV shows where it's like, you know what?
And the buzzword was like contemporary and open plan.
Yeah.
And that was like the buzzword. And now I feel like we're actually going as a society kind of like reverting back. Yeah. And now everyone's working from home, COVID, like all of these things and realizing that we need zones, we need areas, we need to be able to work from home, but then also feel like we're getting away.
Yeah, overlap isn't necessarily a good thing anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like, again, even entertaining, simple things like entertaining, like it's nice to have a big open kitchen, but sometimes you just need the holy...
I need the utility of the kitchen. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my God, I burnt dinner and I don't need everyone to watch this.
No, I'm fine. I actually meant to do this. I'm just going to get Brock to go to Costco and get a chook. Thanks.
It's good. Or like... a butler's pantry to just chuck everything away in terms
until
of
the end
cleanliness.
Of the night.
Exactly. Or a walk-in linen to just close the door, walk-in wardrobes to just close the door. Like we all have a tendency of like a grand idea of like open plan and minimalist living, but realistically.
We've got secrets we've got to hide.
Realistically, it just needs to function.
Yeah.
And we just need things to be put away, have a spot. And when we're in these areas in particular, I feel like kitchen, living, dining to a degree, outdoor entertainment, master bedroom, walk-in wardrobe, master ensuite. Done. These are the key items where we spend actually quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And it's a destination. So we needed to feel like a destination.
Agreed. Could not agree more. And you know what? It's to use a to like lengthen this tangent and really push it home. It's the exact same situation where Caitlin and I bought a 2-in-1 washer dryer combo. And we've come to the realization now.
Yeah.
Now that we've got our beautiful new Fisher. Thank you very much, Fisher and Paykel. With our beautiful new Fisher and Paykel 10 kilo washing machine.
Isn't it a dream?
With steam refresh function. I feel like far out. I was going to do a Will Ferrell quote, but you haven't seen any of this movie still.
I really haven't. And I won't, so don't worry.
You won't. It's just, it's only when you have something that does what it is intended to do that you're like, oh.
It's not trying to be everything.
Not everything needs to be a pocket knife with like a million attachments. A Swiss Army knife. I was going to say a Leatherman, but I think that's a really old Australian version of that. But yeah, let things do what they're meant to do.
Yep.
Don't try intended and just cram purpose. In. It's like, oh, it's also a Bluetooth speaker.
Like, what? Okay, IKEA.
Okay, but it's just meant to be a wardrobe. Yeah, but it's also got a charger for your phone. It's like, oh, well, that, okay. I'm all right with that, actually. All right, master ensuite.
All right, so we've
come master through master ensuite us away. Didn't work. All right.
So we've just come through our beautiful walk-in wardrobe. We've been delighted with our ottoman, full storage, natural light, skylight, why not? We come through to our master ensuite. Now, I love a bit of an opulent master ensuite.
You do you? I wouldn't have picked that.
I really do. A bit of self-care.
Bit of get the boucle slippers on. Oh. Get the dressing gown on.
Oh, here we go, kids. No, I just love the concept of like you close your bedroom door, which is like 20 billion meters away.
Yep.
And you come down to your little escape. It's your wing, your suite. You've journeyed all the way down you really have.
Yeah.
Through your beautiful bedroom, through your beautiful walk-in wardrobe to your ensuite. Now, for me, personally, in terms of functionality, it still needs to be functional, yes?
Yes,
we are still here for opulence, but it needs to function. I do like to do a bit of a checklist with all of my clients and myself when I'm renovating and trying to talk myself out of things.
Or into them.
I do a checklist in terms of percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of key items in a bathroom or an ensuite, how much of your time do you spend using that facility? So in terms of how many times do you use the toilet? Minimum twice. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed.
Sure.
Realistically, how many times do you use your shower? Minimum once a day.
Yeah, minimum once a day. Minimum, everybody.
Minimum once a day. How many times do you use your basin?
Probably 2 or 3 times a day.
And how many times do you have a bath?
Maybe once every 3 days. I'm a bit of a lush.
Oh, you?
I love a bath.
Are you a bath man?
I'm a bath boy. Yeah, I'm full into like bath, like just life.
Are you a lush boy?
I am. I'm a lush. Listen, I get it from my mum. Lynn, if you're listening or watching, Lynn and her friends are like, they're the biggest lushes.
I can't believe this. You actually genuinely have baths.
I friggin' love baths.
Every 3 days.
Pretty much. Like whenever
Twice a week minimum.
Whenever I can like get in there, I'm in there.
Twice a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Minimum.
Caitlin's a big bath person too. Like she's more than I am. Like I think she's probably 3 or 4 times a week. It's unreal.
Are you going to now educate me in like, you know, these like little bath life culture. Hacks and you're like, let me tell you.
It is so nice to just sit.
Okay. You are not my target audience. I was expecting a much, much different response.
No, I love a bath. Seriously, you know, those like big round ones from like ABI or whoever sells those. Oh my God, it would take forever to friggin' fill up, but gee whiz, that sounds like a good time to me. Like I think they've got them in the Carlisle hotels in the upper suites.
Yeah.
I'm all about that lifestyle.
ACS bathrooms? Like
where that must be it. The big
1350 diameter or 1200 diameter.
I would die for that.
Do you know how long? You wouldn't. You'd have to start filling it up before.
I think they like hundreds of liters of water.
Yeah, you'd have to literally probably put the spout and the mixer on before you go to work, and when you come home you'll be ready to turn it off.
But here's the thing. So I'm a big guy. I'm like a tall dude.
You are.
We've got like a little 6'2". Oh my God, thanks so much.
Oh my God.
We've got like just a Caroma one, like a hob bath at home that's like maybe 1400, 1500 wide. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Like maybe 1500. 100.
Oh, do you have your little knees up?
I do. I have to have my knees up, or so I'm like fully up out of the water. Like I'm water polo player, like trying to like score a goal.
So your dream would be the big
I would love an 1800 like long bath, and like it would just have you got one?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait to go and have a look at it. The first time I use the bathroom at your house and I have a bath.
You're gonna be so distraught.
You've never used it.
No, I have.
It's just for washing dogs. Pretty much.
Yeah. Ask me how many times I've used it and I can tell you.
How many times for self-care have you used it?
Or how many times have I ever just had a bath?
Times have you ever had a bath? Well, obviously every time you use a bath is for self-care.
Actually,
have you used it? Are you going to say one or zero?
Three. I've been here for 5 years in Michaela. November. 3 times.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to work on this. Oh. Okay? Because it is so...
Well, that was what... I was expecting you to be like, once a year.
No, I love baths so much. It's so good.
Sorry, guys. Most people will usually tell me like, oh, no, bath. I want it to be opulent. I want a spa feel. They always push for a bath.
Yeah, if they don't use it.
And usually like if you're looking at 5-6 bedroom home, like the expectation is there's going to be a big freestanding bath in the ensuite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a given. It's kind of expected. Or at least a big ass dual shower. Yeah. Right?
Hang on one moment. Don't get me wrong. I would always, if the option was to have a bath and then a standard shower or to have a shower with a seat and no bath, shower and a seat.
Oh, okay. There we go.
There's been too many times in my life where I've sat like a sad man on the floor of a shower because I just can't be bothered standing anymore. And you just let the rain like wash over you you're in a rom-com or something.
Well, usually, as I said, most people kind of come back.
Okay, well, I should have picked my target audience a little bit better. We might get Brock or Nick in here.
Most people do say that they use the bath quite sporadically, that it's not very often. It's definitely
it's a sometimes food.
It's definitely luxury. They end up... you know, pushing and getting that bath in and then they'll never use it. So when it comes to percentages of our items, I usually put that in a list, put the percentages next to it and I go, okay, I use the basins 20%. Mm-hmm. I use my shower equally 20% and then break it up into those percentages.
Toilet 80%.
Well, you know, I gave random ones.
Yeah.
But that should... take precedence in the design.
Yeah.
So in terms of, vanity, I use that all the time, but I have so much makeup, so much hair care, whatever it is.
Mm.
Okay, well, that's number one priority.
Well, your time at the vanity would increase, so that needs to be a bigger feature.
Yeah. So that should be where you prioritize in terms of place in the bathroom, natural light, how it feels to stand and use that item. That's going to be a priority and that should be the priority. And then in terms of costings, that's what you should be putting your money towards.
Agreed.
So even if you've got this huge layout, you've got a huge vanity, huge shower, and then you're like, look, I still want a bath. It's not a priority, but I still want one. Well, then maybe we look at an acrylic bath instead of a solid surface and your price point and your bath goes down. Maybe you don't need an 1800 and it take up a massive amount of space.
Maybe we don't need to go the circular bath. Maybe we just go a... normal, oval.
Well, if you and Caitlin were my client, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's prioritize. Oh my goodness, let's get this huge round bath in and let's get 2 spouts and we'll go nuts.
Oh,
like, see?
Seriously, guys, I think I might be building a new house.
But again, maybe privacy.
Yeah.
Maybe like toilet, you know what? I don't really care. I don't need it in a separate room. Or I get claustrophobia. I don't like separate small spaces. So let's do an open toilet. Maybe that's your thing. Like, you're going to have different priorities in terms of a spec build, which this is, and in terms of kind of appealing the most to the masses, I'd like to hit all my key target. Because some people would just be like, I do not use a bath. I do not want it.
Yeah, well, I do not, Sam, I am. Gotcha.
Let's put one in there. Okay, most people do want a separate toilet. I'd say at least 70% of people want a separate toilet. So I prioritized a separate toilet with ventilation and light, made sure that it got access to an external wall. I think that is imperative if you were going to do a separate toilet. If you can't make it with if you can't make it work with the floor plan, do what I did. I put in a skylight and that just helped.
Stunning.
I linked my downlight to my exhaust fan. So every time... you cannot turn the light on in that toilet without turning on the exhaust. do not give the people choice.
Don't give them a choice.
So I've linked that. I've put skylight in my powder room and toilet, and then baths. Maybe we can just downspec, but again, I got a nice long one, so it's still there, but maybe we could do acrylic, get the price point down. But again, it's in front of a window, views, natural light, ventilation, feels really opulent. But the creme de la creme.
Go for it.
My two favorite splurges in a master ensuite is vanity and a shower. And every time I want to splurge in a shower, there is a seat.
There is a seat, everybody.
So I'm just going to put like a little hatch so people can see the difference between the vanity and the seat. So beautiful, beautiful seat running the entire length. It's got this huge window centered on the space. We've got a massive long vanity, double vanity, all that natural light kind of pouring in, a wet area. I just honestly.
It's just a nice. I don't think we can say enough about this master ensuite, but I think you're going to look at this and just be like, you've got it. Like, and all the other things that we've like looked on this floor plan. Like, I think I just really wanted to recap the master suite, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because all the rest of it's like standard. Like, it's the same bathroom we use downstairs. It's a study. Like, there was a little bit of cleverness that we implemented with the bathroom, but literally it's pretty much just we flipped what was there to get it working better for privacy.
Yeah. And give an ensuite to that. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Give an ensuite to this space. Because, again, I think five and a half bedrooms. Five bedrooms.
Who knows? You could have that as a nursery. You could squeeze a cot in there.
Oh, absolutely.
It'd be sweet. I think the only other thing that I wanted to highlight here was we've talked about all the key points, I guess, from your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We're loving the stair sick.
We are.
I think having that void match what we were talking about downstairs and having, like, we want the ability to, I guess, kind of go in there and clean up under this stair. So we want pretty much, we're going to draw like a little bit of an imaginary rectangle that's got like an arch at the top of it. And that is our stair void.
Yep.
And so then I think the balustrade that accompanies that has got to be open and light.
Agreed.
We don't want it to be enclosed and like just a plasterboard wall, unless you're doing it beautifully and there's a bit of a curve moment there. But I'm thinking more like a battened kind of powder coated balustrade kind of moment, because we want to see through to those windows. Because obviously on our front facade, we're going to have some full height window moment that links into our pivot door downstairs and all the glazing there. It's just, I think you could not go wrong if you focused your efforts on the master suite and this staircase and some of the changes we made downstairs.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. I'm done. Oh, I've loved this sick for, I don't know how long this is going to end up being, but for an hour, you and I have been looking at this, just loving it sick.
Yeah. I think this is amazing.
Bit of a detour at one point in the process.
A little bit.
All detours are good. So, Mikhail, thank you very much for your time this week.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you for watching. Yeah. We've got the two cameras.
I know.
This is so great.
Weird. I don't even know where to look.
Hopefully, it means that I can cut out some of the like stuff that we don't need. But
yep. A lot of the dogs barking.
A lot of the like, oh my goodness, I accidentally uploaded the wrong floor plan to the iPad.
I honestly think it worked out for the best.
Me too. And you know what else works out best?
What?
Us as friends, I guess. What? I don't know where I was going to go. I don't know where I was going to go with that. But you know what? Let's count it down.
Okay, let's
go.
It.
One, two, and three. Toodaloo. That's perfect timing. We've come to the end of another episode. If you have any questions, reach out to us on our Instagram at GrabTheTrace. Following, sharing, leaving a review or a rating is the best way to help the show. Our opening and closing music was created by Robert Helberg. And whilst we try to help as much as possible, this podcast is of a general nature and won't be able to take into account your individual circumstance. If you need personalized advice, you should engage a relevant professional consultant to help make the best decisions for your situation. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.